Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. These are very reassuring words that the Lord is partaking with his disciples, apostles, and also with us. These are marvelous words when he says here, "Whoever believes in me will do the work that I do and will do greater ones than these." Here, the Lord is speaking and thinking of his ascension to the Father, when finally he will take up again his glory, the glory that he let go when he became one like us. Now, in his ascension, he will sit at the right hand of the Father, and from there is going to marshal all of us in our efforts of evangelization. Now, he sits at the right hand of the Father. What does that mean? Well, it means the Lord will take with him his very humanity, the flesh that he had here from the Blessed Virgin Mary. He did not shed that when he ascended into heaven. And so in a lot of ways, we can say that the Lord had taken our very flesh to sit at the very right hand of the Father. And so with the Lord still embracing our humanity as he ascends and sits at the right hand of the Father, Jesus now is able to mediate well, better, for you and me, because our stories, our humanity, our fleshliness is so intimately enmeshed in the life of the Trinity. And that is why he can say, you can do far better things than these. At the same time also, the Lord will send his Holy Spirit to give strength and power to all of the things that we do here on earth, for all of our longings, for all of the work that we need to do in the name of the kingdom. The Lord will give us the Holy Spirit to be able to complete those, not by our own strength, but by the power of the Lord. And so today, my friends, as we move on to life, and as we continue the journey to heaven, once in a while we are saddled by our own infirmities, saddled by our own limitations. We do get sad. We do get discouraged. But I think these words of the Lord should inspire us. These words of the Lord we should take to heart and step out in faith, that you and I are victorious because the Lord sits at the right hand of the Father and He gives us the Holy Spirit. There is nothing to fear. What is needed is trust.